Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And we have an exciting, exciting show today. We are going to be tying in Kent Island, Maryland, and some tips about buying and decorating your home. Just very, very exciting. We're not going to split it up in two because we're tying it all in together today. And Kent Island, Maryland, for those of you who are not familiar with Kent Island, it's it's about 50 minutes to Annapolis. It's right by the Bay Bridge. We'll get into a lot of facts and details shortly. Very, very, very nice place to live in Maryland. And it's also close to D.C. and many activities, for those of you who are not familiar with it. We're going to listen in. And Pat Bannon, who's traveled extensively in Europe and the Far East, Mexico, handling property acquisitions for the government, actually worldwide housing officer for over 24 countries as well as the United States, in addition selling real estate for over 20 years, a boat captain, master licensed, born in Missouri, raised in Maryland, moved to Kent Island over 21 years ago. So she's going to share a ton of firsthand knowledge with us as well as tips for your homes. This is going to be a very exciting show, especially this time of year. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Pat Bannon. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Natalie. So happy to talk to you, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this conversation.
I am so thrilled to have you on here, Pat, because I've known you for, gosh, what is it, over 22, 24 years?
About 26 years, yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. And we met selling, it was real estate, with me getting involved with selling your property in Eldersburg, Maryland. And then I guess just after that, you moved to Kent Island.
Right. Well, I had a 40-acre piece of property out there. It was a gentleman's farm or a gentlewoman's farm, if you please. And yes, you did help me. And it was a tough move, and you helped me all through that transition.
Oh, you were, well, I tell you, I remember that property well. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You decorated that property. It just looks like a showcase. And you've done the same thing with your property that you have now on Kent Island.
Yeah,
you just have
this house was in the Capital Gazette as House of the Week when I first moved in here.
You what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, I didn't know that at all. That, Tell me a little bit about, with your history,
let me tell you a little bit about Kent Island, because that's really the, really...
Well, we were going to go, I was just going
to
say why you got into this.
A little bit about my background and a little bit about decorating and so on. Kent Island is the largest island on the Chesapeake Bay and was the location of the first European settlement in what is now Maryland. And its early inhabitants go back 12,000 years. The Mattapique Indians were members of the Algonquin tribe, and I'm also a member of the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. And the Mattapique were called Kent Island Mattapos, and then they lived relatively peaceful. They had a lot of Indians attack them, the Susquehannocks, who periodically traveled from north to south, and They eventually, a tribe disappeared from the island. Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center is doing an investigation with the University of Maryland to excavate the living quarters of those Mattapique Indians. And the first European settlement is in Kent Island was done by William Claiborne. And it was in 1631 that it was taken over by the English, if you will. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of tradition and so on there. But, I sold real estate for 20-some years, and as you said, and so eloquently put it, have been all over the world in acquisitions and real estate overseas, both in London and the Far East.
You know, and you could live anywhere, and Kent Island is home. And
Well, I was, I was born in Missouri, but I was raised in Baltimore. My dad was Baltimore City policeman and retired from there. Now passed away, but, I'm a Baltimore girl, I call it. So, I think I was the 23 counties in Maryland. I'd know about 8 of them pretty well.
Wow.
And a lot of that is due to my real estate background and the fact that I have moved from Anne Arundel County to Carroll County to Howard County and worked in both places. And I have to accredit my Department of Defense background with that. I went there when I was 17 years old and grew up with the place.
Commendable.
And allowed me to travel extensively. Mm-hmm. So... And I know you 26 of those years, so it's almost like you're part of the family.
I've traveled around, going back and forth. That's
right.
Well, what's really interesting, too, there's so much water here. Of course, Kent Island is surrounded by water. And you, I remember years ago, you've went in and you've had several captain licenses, right?
I've owned my own vessels. And, of course, my dad was... part of Eastern Shore. He used to take me over here to his friends in Eastern Shore when Kent Island was just a breath away. And his friends acclimated me, if you will. I worked on a chicken farm. I used to pick crabs with the best of them. But he was a homeboy. He was born in Baltimore. And when he returned from World War II, he brought my sister and I and my mom from Missouri into Baltimore. And so it's been a long-lasting tradition. And I love it here. I love Maryland. I like the season change. I like the way the people are. And Kent Island has changed drastically. It's growing every day. There are so many attractions here. Mattapique Park is named for the Indian tribe. Roman Coke is the first exit you hit at exit 37. It's an Indian word that means circling waters and low-lying ground. And it was given by Claiborne when he did his plantation at the southern end of Kent Island. So there's a lot of churches. We got Christ Church. We got Cray House. We got, the Methodist Protestant. We've got Episcopal. Anything that you need to serve your God is right here in Kent Island. And there's a lot of self-help. We have great commissioners. There's lodging here. We've got the Kent Manor Inn, Kent Moore Restaurant, Hemingway's. We've got places for breakfast, places for dinner. We've got marinas all over the place. We have Jimmy Buffett bars. The jetty is probably the best known. That's under the Narrows Bridge. It's Red Eye Dock Bar. And we have several towns. Stevensville is one of the first Claiborne settlements. And we have Graysonville. But it's growing every day. And we have a lot of housing developments. Most known is Gibson's Grant. Just a lovely builder there named Brad Lundberg. He does environmentally, ergonomically built houses. His lovely mother is Isabella, 91 years old. And when she puts her foot their way, it is ergonomically correct and has elevator in the house and everything. And he does look after his mom, and he's a lovely person.
Wow, that's probably the waterway. It's only what, about 50 minutes to Annapolis, D.C.
It's 25 minutes to Annapolis from Kent Island, and it's about 45 minutes to Washington, D.C. We're an hour and a half to hour 45 minutes from Ocean City. And one of the things that occurs here in the summertime is the gateway to Ocean City. We have two bridges, of course, you know that. They're proposing a third bridge. But what they're not proposing is what to deal with in the road system after the bridge is approved and built. And that's one of the concerns. I just recently joined the Rotary Club based on...
That's trying to
London's
get into that.
Request. Yes, he called me and asked me to join, and I'm very pleased with that. But I also have done landscaping. I was on the board of directors here in Bayside, which is another development, older development, 20
now,
to 30 years
let me,
old.
Bayside has a boat dock. A lot of the developments, I think, have boat
docks,
right?
I face Castle Harbor Marina, which is
okay.
A nice marina. It is an older marina. There are about five or six marinas on the island. This one is rather quiet. It's 18 minutes to Rock Hall for crabs. It's 5 minutes from Rock Hall. It's 5 minutes from the Narrows Bridge. It's about 25 minutes to St. Michael's. I mean, the water part of it is just phenomenal. I owned a 42-foot, and then the most recently one that I owned, both of them sea rays, a 31 amber jack, which, of course, Natalie, you've been on.
Well, you know, no, I'm so impressed, but I'm looking at you've navigated the Potomac River, a World War II amphibian, D.C. ducks.
Oh, yeah, I did that as a fluke one year. I got my... license, and I wanted to learn all about DC, and I always go there and get lost. So what I did was I signed up for the World War II amphibian, which goes in and out of the water. It was called the DC Ducks, and it's run by a tour guide company. So I had to also get my tour guide license, and that was just a hoot. I learned so much carrying 28 passengers around with a headphone on in 150 different locations that you had to learn all about. And sometimes you wonder if you can drive and chew gum again. Well, I can say I can certainly do that.
That has got to be, it had to be a blast. Wow.
Yes. A lot of fun. I met a lot of nice people. And for any of those who are interested, I think they still pick up at Union Station. And all of the ones.
Not so close.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, the most 45 minutes away. And you can get the tickets right there and go on. And it is a great tour for somebody who's never had a tour of D.C. because not only do you do Constitution and Wisconsin Avenue and all about, but you also go in the water and you see where Lincoln's assassinators were hung. It was the first one that was ever hung in the history of the early settlers. So just
wow.
A really, really nice tour. I think anybody who was doing it would enjoy it. But, you know, I've been up and down the East Coast. I've been up and down 20 times intercoastal, and I've done ocean 5 times. And the largest vessel I had was 55 feet. And it's quite an experience, quite an experience. And I can honestly say this is my time in life to give back. I feel that I've accomplished enough in my life. I have two great kids, David and Jennifer. David works in New York, and Jennifer is a nurse. She has two lovely children. I consider myself very blessed. And I try to give back through not only landscaping in my community, but into the Queen Anne County itself, and I assist some people in decorating when they are selling real estate. I do a little bit of staging, and I do a little bit of decorating, and it really depends on the person, the personality.
Oh, I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that in a minute because we've got. I'm going to go ask you a couple questions about somebody because you're decorating.
Sure.
I can say firsthand, you just you have that natural knack, and in addition to learned. But I wanted to, just going back, circling around with Kent Island and the fact that it's only, we said, 45 minutes from D.C.? Is that what you, about 45?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
About 20 minutes from Annapolis.
25 minutes to Annapolis,
Wow, because that's really so convenient. And the Bay Bridge, I mean, this Bay Bridge is literally a stone's throw from you, pretty much, right? Would you say
My gosh, I live in exit 39, and it begins at 37, so I'm like 5 minutes from the bridge. And I'm over on the western, what we call the western shore, because, of course, we are eastern shore and through and through. And it is an island.
If people want to get a pass, like, because the Bay Bridge charges, right, when you go, is it charges one way, not both ways? If you live on Kent Island and you're going to go back and forth, can you get a pass?
You have pass system, and our lovely Governor Hogan just reduced our fees on that. The former governor.
Awesome.
Took the fees and put them at a price for Eastern Shore people who are going back and forth. And one of the things that Governor Hogan did, who is a Republican, by the way, and
we're going to get into politics, you know?
get a little politics in there. But he's a lovely person. He's had a tremendous experience. I think you know he was in the office for less than a year when they diagnosed him with cancer. He is. Circumvented all the things that have to go through, and he's on the job every day. I really like him. He's a great guy. I think he's done a lot for Queen Anne County, and I think he'll do a lot for Maryland. And I think that people should look into his background and appreciate what he can do, not only for the Eastern Shore, but the Western Shore and Maryland in general. Like I said, there's 23 counties. He's got a big responsibility.
That is absolutely a big, huge responsibility. This is fantastic. So anybody that's into boating, Kent Island is definitely a place to be, would you say? Because there's so much water around.
I definitely would. I mean, Annapolis is the sailing capital of Maryland. However, there's much more to boating than just sailing. I sailed for 14 years before I took over the power helm. And I would honestly say for the Chesapeake Bay, unless you have the time, power is probably the way to go. And with the depths in the Chesapeake Bay, you know, it can go anywhere from 8 inches to 800 inches almost within seconds. And it would behoove you to say that you need a depth finder.
That's funny.
In addition to a lot of money for gas, because there's so much to explore. You know, there is a tremendous amount of lighthouses, just sights to see, anchoring out, docking in St. Michael's, Corsica River. It's just boundless, just boundless.
So it's the largest island in the Chesapeake Bay, huh? It's kind
yes.
of,
yes, it is.
And it's only four miles wide. I'm looking at the 4 miles wide, the main waterway of the bay. And it's near
about 4.5, because that's the span of the Bay Bridge. And they used to have the walks on there. I don't know if you remember that, but many years ago when my children were little, I used to take them and walk the Bay Bridge. And they have really started to do that again. I understand that this year they're gonna close one of the spans and have the Bay Bridge walk reinstituted.
Wow, that's really fantastic. It's things to do all year long, and then you're not far. How close to the airport?
We have a local airport right across from the Hemingway's restaurant, but as far as BWI, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Right down Route 97 into Linthicum, and I was raised in Linthicum. When my mom and dad had their house there, I grew up and graduated in Anne Arundel County from high school and entered college once I started working for the Department of Defense. So it was a great career, a great time. You know, I grew up as a 60s kid and a 50s. I love the 50s, 60s, 70s music. And I think that the children of today have a tremendous disadvantage because of all the changes that have happened, not only in politics, but in people's feelings and the way they handle themselves. And that's why the churches are so important, you know, to,
absolutely,
to bring them back to that, and bring them back to rules and regulations and what's right and what's not right. And
do you think social networking
is
maybe is having, yeah, social networking is kind of having something to do with that, because people aren't communicating.
Yeah, and I think the Rotary Club has something to do with that kind of interaction. I think I'm looking forward to participating in that, as well as I'm a member of the Garden Club, and you know, I think it's my time to enjoy
that's
my
fantastic
family and my friends. And
you get to really enjoy that here with being on Kent Island and being able to be close proximity and
oh,
so there's parks,
I
state
can
parks,
go, I
wildlife,
can, yeah,
hiking, yeah.
Well, we have a trail. You know, we have the Cross Trail. It's 5 miles from the Narrows Bridge up to the Bay Bridge. We have parks. And we're going to have a new county park, 130 acres, not far from where I live here at Exit 39. And we have a new development that is trying to get approved. It's called Four Seasons, which is a stone's throw away from my residence.
It's not the Four Seasons. It's a neighborhood called Four Seasons?
Yeah, it's by the Hobmanian Group. And Mike Irons is their manager of that property. I met with him last week and walked the perimeter of that to identify the perimeter, yeah, between Bayside and his Hovnanian property. And a very nice guy, very, very congenial and very neighborly. And it's going to be an over 55 development.
Wow.
But
so
he's
that,
done
then,
a lot of things to donate property so that we can have a park atmosphere in this area so that it's not so much commercially overtaken.
That, and you have biking trails too, I was noticing, right?
Yeah, it's called the Cross Trail, and it goes from east to west and north to south. It goes from the southern point up at Roman Coke all the way down, and they're going to take it to Love Point eventually. It goes from the Bay Bridge over to the Narrows Bridge. And it's all paved. It's taken care of by the county. And it's just a lovely trail. In fact, I think when you came in, if you saw the stop sign there after you passed the bank, that's part of that Cross Trail thing, Natalie.
That's really nice, though, because so many communities, it's nice to have the biking trail. You know, people want to bike, but you can't bike in the road. So it's nice when the planned communities have it all
built
in.
Well, I think our commissioners are interested in not just the commercial side and the selling of the properties. But we're a gateway to Ocean City, you know, and
exactly.
The problem being that on the weekends, it's very difficult because the people who are tourists use our back roads, our service roads, and it just kind of ties up our weekends. But, you know, maybe they're working on that with the advent of the third bridge.
It happens everywhere, though. When a place is good, everybody wants to come.
I mean, yeah, but we're so little, you know. We're the largest island, but, you know, we're really a small community. And I can go anywhere in any of the restaurants. I know
there's,
you know, and
yeah,
they get to know you. And it's, you know, I'm the owners of the Jetty. I've been to their wedding. Just great people, just really, really great people.
Now, how far are you from St. Michael's?
I would say 50 minutes.
Fantastic.
50 minutes. But, you know, I have my Maryland State Insurance license. I'm an independent contractor. So I've looked at all aspects of life. And I'm a water person. I'm a government person. I'm a state person.
And you like this about it.
And I like challenges.
Sounds like it. I know you do. It's so, and this is the Kent Island, though, is such a – so the Kent Island's a great place for all ages, right, because there's a lot of family activities to do.
Oh, yeah. We have Class 1 schools. Our elementary school is Class 1. We have the Stevensville Elementary. We have Graysonville Elementary. We have Kent Island High School. We have Centerville is one of our part of Queen Anne County. After you pass the Narrows Bridge, you go into Centerville and Easton and so on and so on, all
wow.
part of Queen Anne County. So it's not just Kent Island. It's a series along Route 50 that you just run into all different kinds of cultures.
And the affordability in Kent Island, I'm sure it depends on where you are, but do you feel like it's pretty affordable for most people?
I do. Still, I mean, you know, we've had a slump in the housing market, and I think some of our contractors are dealing with that. But, you know, the interest rates are great. The opportunity for new developments is here, just like the Hovnanian development for over 55. There, if you look at our we have something called the update, and the houses that are in there are just phenomenal. We have several real estate companies. I would say we have about 8 to 10. There's a lot of competition in that. It's not something that I would like to go back into, although I know you've influenced me in several times to do that.
Definitely.
But, you know, I'm at a point where, like I said, I just want to enjoy life and bring things together that are really of interest to me and my personal tastes. I like decorating. I like working in the yard.
You really have a talent for decorating. I know from, you know, seeing your house and your on the 40 acres in Eldersburg and seeing your
right.
property on Kent Island, and, you know, you've helped people with other properties. Give us a little bit of some tips on what you think really helps with that decorating, because you have such an eye for it, but I know you personalize it for people too.
Well, I think people, when they buy a house, are short-sighted about the inside. You know, I say landscaping buff, but I like to have the gateway to my front door as important as it is inside. And when
Great idea.
Talk to someone about staging their home, their yards need to be staged as well. And I'm very versed. I've taken a lot of courses. I've done landscaping in Florida. I went to several classes in arboretums and environmental landscaping and so on and so on. And if you ever get a chance to come to the Bayside condominiums, you know, we are townhouses as well as garden apartments and garden condos. And there are like three different designs in this house, and mine's a very open style. And I think that when you first talk to someone about what they want, you need to find out what kind of person they are as far as colors, whether it's a fall color, winter color, summer, spring color, what their tastes are as far as whether it's traditional furniture, French colonial, or a country. And find out what their personal tastes are to hues. You know, different people like different colors, and sometimes they're not within the same color wheel, and you have to be a little bit careful of that. And then you look at budget. You know, you look at how much they can afford, and because there are various grades of carpeting as well as various grades of draperies and shades and things like that. But it all comes together the way you feel comfortable with, and that is the most important thing that I see. When you walk into your home, that's your cave or it's your home, it's your protection. It's something that you want to be able to feel relaxed in and true to yourself. And so
okay,
go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. So if they're gonna, you're gonna find out what colors they really like or what their personality is about to try to decide
right.
whether it's spring, summer, fall, or
right.
colors. And then
you know, some people like summer now is coming upon us, and they look at things like the wisteria colors. You know, whether they like purples and pansy colors and soft amethyst or, you know, wilder colors like deep wild wisteria colors, which is a deep color. And because summer is upon us, I guess I'm stuck on that right now, but the colors of the peonies as they bloom, the daffodils, the blues and the yellows, and there's a way of putting those together And you don't want to forget about outside, because whatever is planted outside, you can bring into your home. You can have an outdoor garden. You can have which matches, you know, which complements your kitchen. It's like an all access, and that's what my house is. It's all access, even though it's on three floors. It flows one into the other as far as color and decor is concerned.
So if somebody has a budget and they say, okay, they just want to, if they were going to just focus on one area and their budget wasn't really high, what would you suggest?
Well, you know, like you say, a living room or a dining room, you know.
Okay.
I could find out what their colors are and how I could either complement that or contrast it. And that's a big decision. You have to worry about whether you want to contrast your colors in decorating. And I have a cousin, Donna DeBow, who is an interior decorator, and she knows so much about that. And she spent 20, 35 years in New York with the best of the best. And tea contrast is important. Smooth composition is important. Looking for neutral shades that might go with something big and bright. And I've learned a lot from Donna, you know, not only about those kinds of things, but cottage charm. And people are into cottage, classic cottage decorations now. And that led itself to the open. Because it really depends on the construction of the house. You know, what it is that you want to accomplish in that house. And if you tell me, I can give you advice and guidance, but I'm not going to force you into doing something that you don't want to do, because it's your home. You know, it's your home away from the daily work ethic. And Lord knows your environment is frantic, and you're here, there, and everywhere. And when you come into your house, you want to feel like you can just take your shoes off, put your feet up, and relax.
Exactly.
So that's what I try to stress.
Do you think people can mix match furniture if they want to, like say go with antique and modern and
absolutely.
Just mix up?
Well, that's what the antique world is all about. You know, I mean, look at the way they do silverware. You might have 20 different types of designs and creators of silverware and be able to set a table beautifully. And that's the amazing part of decorating. You can ignite your passion and do whatever it is you want to do. You could do one room one way. I mean, I had a friend one time in Colorado that did her house. She even had one room that was the Bortello room. Yeah, and, I mean, it was in the Western culture, and each room was a different one, you know. But
I love that.
She even had a mannequin in there with a boa around her neck, you know, with a big hat on her head. And I mean, it just
I love it.
You know, so you know, you can use your imagination. I know somebody who belongs to
the red hats, and she has a room of all the red hats. The purple and the red, and the whole room is for that.
Well, you can have the freedom to have fun and discover yourself, you know, your inner self, and even in decorating. And
So when we're talking to people about selling a home, the way we sell is different than the way we live, and they may want to neutralize it for, you know, everybody's taste, right? But when you're doing your decorating, it's got to be for your own taste, right? Completely.
Well, when you're putting your house up for sale, you know what staging's all about. You got to take all the personal things away, because people tend to walk into a house and judge the house by the decorations and not so much what they can do with it or what potential the house itself has. And if you walk into a house with a lot of pictures, and, you know, they tend to concentrate on that and not concentrate on what's going on. So put your pictures away. You know, you can still keep your art, depending on what art you have, but keep it open, keep it fresh, keep it bright, keep it clean.
Number one rule, keep it clean.
And make sure that when you walk out of the house, and you, even if you don't know your house is being shown, that it's in a situation where your agent can come in and take it over and be proud that they have a house listed of that caliber.
That definitely makes a difference.
No,
so tell,
so.
Tell us about, what about lighting when you're doing the interior decorating? Does that make
I think the old traditional of lamps and so on are one thing, but when you have a house, there's so much you can do with the lighting. They have so many different aspects of that now. I tend to like the ceiling lights in the kitchen to make it nice and bright. I like accent lighting. I have a house that I tend not to have so many lamps in it as just to add effect more than it is for the lighting because of the shades and things like that. But I think there's so much you can do with candles. I think there's so much you can do with they have this new lighting now that are LED lights that are about the size of a pinhead, and I have my.
What are they called?
It's LED lights.
Oh, LED lights.
Yeah.
Okay, LED lights. Okay.
Yeah, and they're okay. So tiny and so thin. You can put them on your deck and lit and lend atmosphere in the evening when you're out there entertaining.
That's nice.
And it leads into, you know, Maryland is crab country, and when you have stuffed yourself with steamed crabs or crab cakes and corn on the cob and sliced tomatoes, you want to come in and have
hungry. The Silver Queen corn, too, in the old day. That just is like,
yeah.
Is Maryland things that
you
used to stuff.
And that's what I say. Your outside living quarters should be as comfortable as what you have on the inside. And it just
that
kind
of
flows from the front to the back, you know. So, well, it's been pleasant talking to you.
We've got just a couple more. We're almost finished, but we're going to almost at the end of the show. It goes so fast that I can say firsthand, you're decorating. It's just amazing and always has been. And you just have that talent
well,
for
that.
Well, you
know the mural I have. Yeah, you know the mural I have in my house. It's 34 by 26 feet. It covers from my first floor foyer all the way up to the third floor. And it's a kind of array of things that I've come across in my marine life. The one boat on there is the last boat that I brought back from Key West. And it's not that I'm not still a boating person, but, you know, it's a part of my decoration. It's got turtles and whales and lighthouses and, you know, ships that have been sunken and all kinds of fish and flora and fauna. So I just enjoy working around that, and I've tied my bedrooms into that with the bedspreads and, I mean, decorating
it. So when you say tie it in, you mean you just pull a color out of it and then put that in? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, the mural itself has a multitude of colors, but
wow.
If you look at each one of the bedrooms, it's on the color wheel that is built around those colors. And, you know, I can put just about any color in any of my bedrooms, and it meshes together.
I don't know how you do that, because I would always be thinking about, you know, playing it. But you do a beautiful job with it, just mixing it all in.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
Well,
you know how they say, find out when they say, you know, friends, your friends and who you know, tell them to tell you what you know that they do the best. That is your secret. You just are amazing for decorating. Amazing. So you could... But I know
you do
it for yourself and friends and other people. But
you
really...
know, it's a combination of all your experiences and the people you know and those that you bring into your life. And, you know, that's kind of what I think my daughter tells me that I have a museum here that I don't really know all this. I've got, like, just like Prince passing away, I had two Prince Purple Rain records, and my kids were fighting over them, you know. I've saved them for 50 years, and they're not even interested in them before, but all of a sudden they have this tremendous interest in all of Prince's records, so I just bundled them up and gave them to them. And,
That's funny.
They were theirs when they were kids, you know? It's just one of those things, and they're all in my house, and I've got Cher records, I've got, you know, all types from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s because of them. But
wow.
it, it's a time in your life where you start thinking about cleaning house, so maybe it's time for me to get some of these decorations out of here.
No, it all fits in beautifully, Pat. It fits in really well.
Thank you. Well, and I think a lot of mine is traditional furniture, and, you know, some of these styles come in and out. Country goes in and out. Eclectic comes in and out. And I think it's important that if it's something that you love, that you should keep it and work around it. And that's what I've done. I've been able to do, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that.
That's fantastic. Wow, this has been great. Time has flown by, and with what you do with the water in Kent Island, Kent Island is just, for people that aren't familiar with it, that are thinking about possibly the East Coast or Maryland or D.C., Virginia, surrounding areas.
Well, there's so much out there. There's so much out there, but I tell you what, it's a welcome place for me. When I cross that bridge, all of my cares and woes go away, and I know I'm home, and it's a great feeling. It feels like all those stresses and strains of the day might just go by the wayside. You know, when I was working in D.C., I was so happy to get home, because you're in D.C. traffic, and you're in the work world. And
The hustle and bustle.
Yeah, it's just wonderful to get away from the hustle and bustle, come across the bridge. You got 4.5 miles to sit and relax. And all of our tourists must love us, because that's all we see on every Saturday and Sunday from June until October, until the kids go back to school. So
you get that traffic. Hey, one thing I didn't ask about was the medical hospitals, medical treatment in Kent Island or surrounding areas. Do most people...
No.
Go.
We have an emergency center right here on Kent Island. It's new. We have a brand new fire department, which is beautiful. And they used to operate out of a matchbox both ways.
Really?
We have plenty of doctors. Yes, we have our emergency room is fantastic. And we have mammograms. We were able to do mammograms. We're able to do carotid arteries. They have all kinds of equipment here to deal with heart attacks. And we have another one now that's in Graysonville that is a backup in case it's something that the Kent Island can't handle. And of course, you got Anne Arundel Medical Center, the biggest facility on the East Coast, started by Pat Zajac of Wheel of Fortune, for God's sake.
Was it really?
Yeah. He donated the billions of dollars. His wife is a Maryland person. And
that's probably how far away from Kent Island?
25 minutes at the most.
Okay.
And my daughter works there, so I'm giving a plug for her,
you're
too.
You're partial, but she works there, I know.
But it's a fabulous facility, and you know, you've got everything from cardiology to ENT to you name it. It is just a fantastic facility, and you know, they've got a lot of little hospitals all the way, but you know what? Our ambulances travel very quickly, and our police department is one of the best. We have the sheriff's department here, and we have the state police. They catch a lot of the minutia that goes down Route 50. I can't tell you how really great these guys are, and I have to give credit to the fire department, too. They have our backs, and in the middle of the night, when you may be walking your dog in the quiet reserve of your community, and you hear those sirens, you know these guys are out there risking their lives daily. So I'm going to give a plug to them, too. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And we have the best food on any of the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, you've got the water right there, so they can just catch it and bring it to
us. Yeah, we even have a sushi place.
Right on the
we have Japanese steakhouse. And, you know, we got sushi, too.
I remember one year, I think, flying in from Hawaii, and I spent New Year's with you at one of the steakhouses somewhere. Yeah. One of the places on Kent Island. Gosh, I can't remember which one it was. That's so tell the
depends on what you ate, darling.
I think it may have been the Japanese food, though. I just can't remember.
Yeah, it's called Sado. S-A-D-O. Sado.
That's what happens when you travel too much. It's hard to remember where you were.
Wow, yeah, your brain is in every part of the United States and France, Europe.
My goodness. Hey, I do have a question. Stevensonville, Chester, and Graysonville. Is that part of Kent Island? Is that how that works, or is that?
Well, actually, part of Graysonville is Stevensonville and Chester are Kent Island.
Okay. Okay. So, because it's, wow.
Graysonville is usually after the Narrows Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And before the Route 50 cutoff where the outlets are. And, of course, you know we have the outlets, too.
Oh, we didn't talk about the outlets.
We have shopping, actually. We have just about every kind of shopping you possibly need, and they're like 10 minutes from me, you know. So on the way to Ocean City, so if there's something you forgot your clothes, you can always stop and buy them.
The outlets have everything, don't they, pretty much? Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you know, shoes, jackets, any kind of clothing.
And great,
you know,
prices.
Yeah, pretty good prices. I can't say that, you know, they say they're outlets, but you can always question the price of anything, you know.
That's true. That's true. Wow, this has been wonderful. And it has been such a pleasure having you on. You are just so dynamic.
Well, thank you. I hope I put a little light in your life.
And you've got lots of bird life too. I do want to mention that there's tons of bird life.
Oh yeah,
on
we
Kent
have
Island.
Eagles on Kent Island. You know, that's one of the reasons Mr. Hovnanian has not been able to build right away is because there's so many protected species here on the island. We have the black squirrels, which nobody's ever heard about.
Really?
Yeah, and then we have eagles who are nesting, and of course their nesting time is May. And he can't build during the nesting time. And we've got two bald eagles. They're just gorgeous to watch. And they come back every year. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. Maybe that's what the legislature has a problem about, Mr. Hovnanian building over there for the past 10 years.
Oh, that's so funny. In Hawaii, we have the burial lands a lot of time. You know, there's all these issues, you know, and then ancestry. There's just always, yeah. You know, it's really nice, though, that the communities are looking out for things like this, though. That's really
right. And part of the environmental thing that I do, I look at Maryland Department of the Environment, and we're a critical area, you know. Parts of Kent Island are critical areas. You got to be careful what you pull up and what you plant. So that environmental part is just a part of who we are and what we are.
And, you know, I heard recently that the Chesapeake Bay, which, of course, it's all around you, has really come up in its standards. They've been doing a lot of work the last 10, 15 years to clean up the bay, and it's working.
Yeah, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation has done a lot of political stuff trying to get the bay clean, and it is coming up. But, you know, when I was a kid, I used to get soft crabs and put tennis shoes and cut the toes out and go soft crabbing with my father.
You
and
did?
You could see your feet. Yeah. I mean,
you cut the tennis shoes, you cut your toes out.
Well, the crab would grab the tennis shoe and, you know, you wanted to be able to see your feet and move your feet around. So we'd take a pair of kids' tennis shoes and cut the
toe off.
Yeah, I'd go crabbing.
Oh, what an idea.
So if the crab grabbed, you know, your toe, he'd grab part of the tennis shoe and not your whole toe and take it with him, you know. But
have you told your grandchildren about
different.
That one?
Yeah, well, the soft crabs can't hurt you, but the darn hard crabs can, and you never can tell what you're coming across in there. But when you were able to see your feet. Now, you put your feet in the bay, it's so green you can, and a lot of it is the Conowingo Dam and what they dump into, you know, the Chesapeake Bay. And they're trying to get Maryland and Virginia and Pennsylvania to cooperate. But I have to say Maryland has been environmentally conscious about sediment and what they're putting in, you know, fertilizers and what's killing the birds and so on. I mean, that's a whole new subject, Natalie.
I know, but it's really important.
It is important. And it's important to know that somebody cares.
It's great when you know that it was started a while ago and there's progress being made. You can see the difference. You know, you can see the difference.
Well, I hope so. And I know Governor Hogan is interested in that, and he's got a whole group of people that are looking into it. And I think, you know, God love the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. They started in the 60s with donations, and I'm hoping that they continue their work and that it's just not something that you're paying contributions to and not getting anything out of it. So I think they do a good job. I think they have limitations. And, you know, I look into things like the trying to think of the name right now, but our guys who are part of that environmental world are so conscious about the atmosphere and the clearness of the bay. You know, it's just unbelievable. So, you know,
it's home
need,
so
I mean,
much
our, that's our water source. You know,
fantastic.
People have to quit throwing trash out the door when they come through Kent Island and pay
don't
attention to what's
trash
going
out the door
on
when you
know?
Come through Kent Island.
Yeah.
Anywhere. But really, it's amazing when you look at from an environmental standpoint how Kent Island sits and how the Chesapeake Bay sits and the history
and
what it does environmentally.
How precious the bay is.
It is very precious.
How really precious it is. You know, and sometimes I go across the bridge and I think, they can't get this thing painted fast enough for me. I mean, it's our Maryland treasure. It ought to look 100% all the time. And why they, you know, I look at some of the rust spots on there and I'm going, darn, get those rust spots off there, you know.
But not everybody picks out every single rust spot, does it?
Well, I do.
I know you do. but on the big picture, they're doing really well. They really are. That's so amazing.
Well, they're working on it every night, so, you know.
I love it. I love it. So we are just about almost out of time. This goes by so fast, we didn't even throw in any commercials. And it has been such a pleasure having you on. Is there anything else you'd like to give a parting message to people about Kent Island, about life decorating? You know, you've got so much experience.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to give out my number.
I didn't ask you to do that.
But the guy's got my name, so I can't do anything about that.
No.
I would be happy to help anybody. You know, my experience is not only government, it's been real estate, it's insurance, and it's all about helping you guys out there, you know, get through life and enjoy yourself and be comfortable and read. You know, there's so much out there to read. I mean, I've got thousands of books on landscaping and thousands of books on decorating, and it's a pleasure just being alive and being able to be a part of it, you know.
This is not a dress rehearsal.
No, this is not a dress rehearsal. And you only come this way one time, so enjoy yourself and be happy.
I love it. How come we don't figure that out till we get older?
Well, I don't know. I'm still on the road to recovery. I've lost two sisters and my mom and dad, you know, and my beloved Bella, who died in October, my little Maltese companion. And you know, when you start thinking about stuff like that, you can either smile and say, hey guys, here I come, or you can pack it in and say, I've done the best I could, you know. So,
or God, I'd like to stay here longer, you know.
Oh, I don't know, I think my mom said that, you know. But he took her, and she's up there with my father and my two
sisters.
Yeah. And I bet they can't handle them either.
That's funny. I've ruined it. Gosh, well, it has been a pleasure, and I hope we have you on another time, too, because this just flew by.
All right, I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. It's all
Take
wonderful.
Care now. Bye to you all.
And everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.